What was that?
I have no idea. Hey everybody, welcome to the DestroProducts.com Anything Cast, live here on All Games Radio. I'm your host, Deadman. Joe, today we have Bovey Wong.
Hello.
And Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
So I'd like to start off with announcing that we are having a new weekly series thing that we're going to be doing on our site and on YouTube. Like, normally our videos, any videos we post on either my channel or Bovey's channel, usually we post them on the site and then have them unlisted and wait a week before we bring them out. This one we're releasing day and date with it when it's on the post on the site. It's a news thing. I know this is the internet and people don't like reading. So what we're going to do is every either Saturday or Sunday, depending on how long the video slash audio editing takes. And then just going to be me going down the list of news articles that we posted on the site throughout the course of that week. So yay, I guess.
Just as a note, we might want to make those a bit shorter. Last one was a bit lengthy.
Well, it all depends on how many articles we get, how long the articles are, and all that stuff. You know, I am kind of very bad at, like, compressing thoughts and stuff.
So note to self, don't write a 1,000-word news article.
Yeah. And second piece of news, I have a syphilitic skull in my hand.
Uh-huh. Care to explain?
Yeah, so my mom and her boyfriend were out one day, they were out a couple days ago, they were doing like yard sale stuff, and they happened to find a plastic Halloween skull. So it's like one of those ones that has like a little motion sensor in it so that when you move your hand in front of it, it starts like the eyes start glowing red and it starts doing a maniacal laugh.
Yeah.
So, and there's this one, so up on the top of the head there's this weird like scorch mark or something that kind of looks like syphilis.
What?
Yeah, like, syphilis, it not only affects the brain, it also like affects the skull. It starts like corroding the skull so it looks all bumpy and holy and shit. And this looks like a syphilitic skull that I saw in my anthropology class a couple months ago. No, I don't have syphilis in my hand, Derek. I have a syphilitic skull in my hand.
I have no idea how to respond to that.
Yeah. I'm not sure either.
It laughs.
Well, it's good to hear you finally made a friend.
Yeah. I call him Sif. It's short for syphilis.
So you do have syphilis in your hand.
Sure, I guess. Why not? Yes. I'm able to hold syphilis.
Do you talk to syphilis? Do you cuddle with syphilis?
No, not really.
Do you go for walks with syphilis?
I don't walk. Derek, do you get syphilis in your hand by jerking off in a public toilet? No, what you do is you find a baby and rub syphilis on it. Then it becomes allergic to syphilis and becomes syphilis. It's a whole process.
Logic and science.
Yeah. But yeah. That's kind of the big thing that's happened to me recently. I have a skull.
The syphilis skull.
Yes.
That makes me actually quite jealous. I want a skull of some kind. A crabby skull, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, there's something else I want to talk about. It is, I have a few things, but I just wanted to get this out up front. So, I recently started watching Power Rangers Dino Thunder. Because I just hate myself that much.
What?
Yeah, Power Rangers. So, this show is kind of the return of Jason David Frank, who played the Green Ranger. To a regular cast role on a Power Ranger show. Like, he was in the first 5 seasons and then just kind of disappeared and only showed up for the occasional guest spot. But now he is full-on just dude. And so what I learned is Jason David Frank, the actor who plays Tommy Oliver, is in fact now an MMA fighter.
Okay.
He's a professional MMA fighter. So far he's had 3 amateur fights and 1 professional fight. Won all of them. 2, I think 3 by submission, 1 by knockout.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it was real bizarre when I saw it. I was like, hey, here's this guy who's like famous for going Zee-ha-ha! On children's shows, and now he's a fucking MMA fighter.
Maybe he got teased too much. Like, oh yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, well fuck you, buddy.
Power Rangers aren't actually tough. Oh, you want a bet?
Yeah. Roundhouse kicks him.
As much as I don't enjoy MMA and I think it's kind of gay, I know those guys who could kick my ass.
Oh yeah. You never want to mess with an MMA fighter. They will break your everything.
Sorry, Derek pointed out that since Deadman had syphilis, if he jerks off then shakes your hand, you will have his syphilis. You don't have to add that first part. He's always jerking off, so if you shake his hand, you have his syphilis. That's why I don't touch Deadman.
No, he has a friend, so he doesn't feel alone.
Yeah. I mean, while I was up... Yeah, you didn't even touch me. While I was up in your guy's apartment, I touched everything in there.
We sterilized.
I slept on your couch for a week. The couch you were currently sitting on. Remember that.
I should have covered it in plastic. I intended to.
You're going to shrink wrap your couch?
Yes.
Well, just when you're here.
We have special furniture covers now.
In case of dead man, break glass.
Just get out the just the sirens come on, get out the hazmat suit, and everything is covered in metal.
Like Darth Vader, just speak to you through like the
talking tubes. Derek. I don't want to think about dead man jerking off while he's here. I hope he used the bathroom at least.
Oh. To put more bleach in my toilet. How about this? I'm just going to put it in the water basin behind the lid and just, like, continually top it off.
You're gonna
just bleach water.
You're going to upper decker your toilet with bleach?
No, no, no. What we should do instead of that, we should get those chlorine pucks that you use in pools and put one of those in there.
Oh, we have some of those for bathrooms at work. They don't even
They're
work,
They're slightly
though.
Different.
No, no, they're the exact same thing. They smell good, though. But you don't want to eat them. You'll probably die. Yeah. Would that even help, though, dude?
Derek, we flipped the cushions. And yes, there is a girl on the show.
Yes, I know, Delighter. It's
not
a surprise
a girl.
To us, too. Okay, so Bovey's into some weird stuff.
I'm sorry, I just sound feminine.
Well, Bovey, congratulations coming out of the closet.
I don't know what Bovey would have to say about that.
I don't think that would technically be coming out of the closet. That would be the closet opening and walking away from me.
Yeah. So how have you guys been?
Pretty good. You bought a lot of toilet paper.
Yes. Oh my god. And fabric softener. You wouldn't even believe it. Oh, we're set for like a whole year for fabric softener. It's ridiculous. I could, like, you don't even know. You know when you go to a bulk store and you see one of those big containers full of God knows whatever you're about to buy, and you're like, wow, I didn't know that existed.
Yeah,
I didn't know that much fabric softener could exist in one jug.
Yeah, I once went to a bulk store and they had like bulk things of PSPs.
What?
It was like five PSPs for $200.
That's a really good price.
Oh, man.
I only had $40.
eBay.
I would do that.
Yeah. Each one came with a copy of Daxter.
What would I do with the other four copies of Daxter? What would I do with
eBay,
the other four
eBay.
PSPs?
eBay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lots of money. Oh!
And Derek keeps that. Derek, my name has a capitalized M in it.
That's very important.
Yes. Deadman.
Yes.
He gets quite mad if you miss that capitalized M.
Yes, I am not the DC comic book character. Fuck him, he sucks.
Yes, he does. You would know.
It's Deadman on Deadman Violence.
Yes, violence.
Yeah, fucking ghosts.
Ghosts? Your face, I don't know.
Yeah, you're just doing everything you could to try to turn it into a sexual innuendo.
Well, I gotta say, Glider, if Deadman had wanted to sniff Ninja Kitty's panties, he would have to find his way through my socks and underwear. I don't think he'd want to do that.
No panties are worth that.
In the middle of the night, pitch black, reaches into the top drawer.
Oh, goddammit!
Turn the light on. Deadman, what the fuck are you doing? It's Corbin's boxers. Ah, no!
I think my sock would be worse.
I reach in there trying to grab something, and my hand bursts into flames. Oh, God, not again. Damn it, Bovey.
I don't even think I have a pair of socks that actually match. I have hundreds of socks, but I don't have a single pair that matches. Like, I have a ton of black socks, but they're all different kinds of black socks. There's the ones that go halfway up the calf, there's the low-cut ones, there's the fuzzy ones, there's fuzzy ones with lines on them, fuzzy ones with toes and heel colors, and oh my god.
I recently gave up on trying to match socks at all.
Yeah, I noticed that you're wearing a white one and a gray one with grayer ends.
I just stopped wearing socks.
Ew.
I didn't wear a single pair of socks when I was staying with you guys.
You were wearing sandals, though, right? So that's fine.
Yeah, my carpet.
Derek says there's a pair of socks under that couch that are crunchy now.
Oh. Derek, stop trying to make me clean my apartment.
Yeah, it's been a lovely year. You're like halfway through this year, hear like a vacuum cleaner go on. It's like, but what are you doing? It's like, I'm cleaning. Can't get the stink off. Yeah, so the lighter says his are cardboard now. So, thanks for joining us on the chat, the lighter. And you people out there listening on iTunes, you too could be joining this conversation by going to allgames.com/chat every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
I'm not sure what TMI is.
Too much information.
There's no such thing as too much information.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The last 12 minutes haven't been a prime example of TMI for you?
Like, should I start describing what my penis looks like?
If
that
you
would
really
be
want.
Too much information.
It would. It very much would.
People can choose not to listen to that. They can just be like, la, 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 la.
And plus, doesn't Kitty already know what your penis looks like?
Well, the audience doesn't.
Yeah, but we're trying to get her. Like, she says no such thing as too much information. So, I guess that, you know, these people do believe in too much information.
Google doesn't believe in too much information. Google is creepy. It is creepy.
Yeah, really is.
They are getting so creepy.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that people like started suing Google for like Google Earth stuff.
Oh,
like,
they,
like Google
they did.
Street View.
But Google made sure to blur all the faces now. They weren't going to.
So it's just like, you know, just going through Google Street View, you just turn a corner, and you just see, like, some fat, like, 80-year-old dude walking outside in his underwear to grab his paper.
I've seen pretty bad things.
Matters, face is blurred.
No, even worse. You're, like, exploring the streets of New York or some shit like that, and, you
hookers.
Zoom in and, yeah, hookers, and you wait, zoom in, wait, what? Mom?
True story.
Yeah. That would be the worst way to find out that your mom was a hooker.
Grandma?
Like, you just imagine, like, fucking around Google Street View, just like, yo, dude, I think this is your grandma. You just see her getting into some car wearing, like, or, like, some weird leather thing that's, like, 20 years too young for her.
And, like, two-inch high stilettos.
Yeah, and, like, her walker is all covered in, like, boas and shit.
Oh my gosh. So she was like a flapper or something or whatever the term is called. I'm pretty sure it's called a flapper, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the 20s girls who have like the weird flat down hair who's always going out dancing and drinking and shit.
Yeah, they wore the boas, I think.
Yeah, but so do hookers.
So, almost as bad as that really happened, my cousin used to work in a sex shop. And,
is he the one who sold you that cat suit?
No, that was an online sex shop. So, one day, I just jokingly asked, how was work? And she just puts her face down, looking terribly embarrassed, and she says, yesterday Grandma and Gigi came in because Gigi wanted to find some long gloves. Think about that. You work in a sex shop and your great grandma comes in to buy something.
Oh God.
How old is this grandma? Well, let's just call her experienced, and we'll use the word very.
Yes. If she was, in fact, a flapper, then that would give you an idea.
That would give her... She would have been an adult in the mid-20s.
Well, could have been...
She's like 90-something.
You could have been in your late teens.
80. 70, yeah, 80, 90-something. That's a pretty old grandma. That's...
Yeah.
That's an old grandma. Oh, my.
Oh, God damn it, Derek.
Okay, no grandmas are coming anywhere near my couch.
Yeah, my cutoff age is 45. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Oh, so you did? You took away the retirement age limit now? You went down?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I applaud those comments, but every time the stomach cringe.
Yeah. Oh, we really need to get off this topic.
Never.
Yeah. It's always sex and porn with us. That's it.
Yeah, but it's never been that with the chat. Now Derek's fucking getting on it, and everyone's learning about masturbation.
I think the lighter's like jerking off right now.
Delighter
enjoying this.
Yeah, Delighter's just thinking it is a good. It was a good night to get onto this show. My grandma's dead. Damn it!
Exactly.
She can't say anything.
Exactly.
Ancient grandma heaven sex.
I hate you all so much.
I was thinking heaven sex.
Oh, hell sex.
People in heaven don't have sex.
I was thinking more the necrophilia angle.
Okay, that heaven would suck.
What it's like you've evolved? What's like you've ascended beyond the need for sex?
Yeah, I'm still gonna say I wouldn't really want to go to a heaven without sex.
Yeah.
Does that mean I wouldn't have any genitals? Would I just have a nub down there? That'd be weird.
Yeah. No, there'd be no need to pee.
Yeah, so I wouldn't need genitals. I'd just have, like, a nub.
You'd be a eunuch, mister.
I'd be a Ken doll. I don't want to be a Ken doll.
You'd be Alan Rickman in the movie Dogma.
Exactly.
Talk slower. Oh.
Especially the girl.
Well, like, this, I talk with an accent when I talk slowly. I don't know why doctors said that it's a lifelong condition.
So any women out there, if you're interested in writing for destoprods.com, then please apply now.
We are looking for more women.
Yeah, just... Yeah. Kitty's getting kind of stretched out on this. I mean, worn out.
Yeah, sorry, Loser Lee. I know you expect quality content from us. I don't know why you're still expecting it, but...
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure he wasn't talking about that comment, or...
Yes, as Derek said, it would be wrong to sprinkle her ashes in the hand lotion. Oh, Glider said. Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy. Anyways, I guess we can move on from sex talk now. We spent about 20 minutes on it.
Yeah, so speaking of creepy, I saw the weirdest beer commercial ever.
Go on.
So...
Oh, God.
It's...
Life's done.
Yeah, so it's for Das Beer Boot, which is actually just a beer boot. It's a kind of a smaller version of the thing from Beer Fest. And the entire thing is just, like, some really buff dude, like, German dude, with, like, lederhosen and nothing else on, aside from lederhosen and little hat and nothing else on, just dancing around, like, singing German pop style how he loves the beer boot. And, like, that's the entire commercial. Just him is like, oh, yeah, I love the beer boot. And, like, puts bacon in the beer boot, puts bacon in the beer boot, puts, like, pancakes, and, like, he's drinking mayo right out of the beer boot.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's so weird, and I don't even... It was on YouTube. It was, like, one of those before ad, like, monetization, like, watching ad things on YouTube. And I had the option to skip it, but I saw it the first time it was on, I went way through the 5 seconds and then skipped it. Second time it was on, I just was like, okay, I need to know what the hell this is. I don't know what's going on. It was very scary. And I just kind of watched it and it was just there. Oh yeah, and Derek, you spelled menstruation wrong.
What?
Yeah, Derek, a couple comments ago, he said, time for Losers Lee's Mentruation Tales. Trademark.
Oh, I see, he missed the S. I can hardly read the chat.
That just makes it sound like something completely different. Mentruation. What would that word stand for? Like, what would that word mean? A mentruation.
Something in the gay community.
Okay, yes, that does work. Doom Plague? I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the show got off the rails real quick. Blame Derek.
It's worse than when James is here.
Yes. Blame Derek.
Letter, you know, you're really good at derailing. You should come be our new James.
What?
What?
Oh,
Derek, God. I'm not even gonna repeat that. What the fuck?
It's not right. It's not right.
I'm laughing because it's so awkward.
Yeah. Derek and Delighter are just. I'm actually kind of glad for anyone listening to this on iTunes that you don't have the chat in front of you.
It is rather disturbing.
It is not right what these people are saying.
But if your curiosity is getting the better of you.
So yeah, German beer commercial. It was weirder. It was much weirder than the fucking, like, non-stop vacuum cleaner commercial.
I didn't find the non-stop vacuum cleaner commercial that weird.
It was very weird to me. It wasn't even like you're just sitting around, like, at home doing nothing, and all of a sudden the vacuum cleaner came out, and then it just, like, overwhelmed him with dubstep. It was just, hey, here's a vacuum cleaner, and a dude dancing behind it.
You know, the one thing I do find truly weird about Nonstop is his sudden rise to fame, and now that he's being used in all these other commercials.
Yeah,
like, there's so many other people who got big on YouTube who could be good in commercials.
Yeah, like, I saw him in, a Coca-Cola commercial a while ago. He was just outside, it was a hot day, grabbed a Coke, then started dancing.
I wish I could dance like that. I'm always so jealous whenever I see him dance.
Yeah, this is like...
I bet you he produces dubstep when he dances.
Yeah, that's not edited in.
Yeah. He's just so talented that whenever he starts, like... It's because his actual bones, he has them all replaced with, like, synthesizer things and stuff, so every time he moves, it just... You know, he pops, locks, and then just... Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's why they hire him for everything.
Yeah, that's half the cost. That's why he can move like that. He had all those bones replaced with just dubstep equipment.
So he's not really dancing, he's just dubstepping.
Yeah.
True dubstep, I love it.
Yeah, I actually saw this one video there's a while back. You seen them? It was Nonstop and two other guys. They were dancing to a Louder, remix of a song from a Flux Pavilion and Dr. P. Well, they did the remix. I mean, but yeah, it was just two guys walked out of a convenience store, put on some headphones, like found some headphones, like not attached to anything, put them on. They just were taken over by dubstep. And it was a really good song.
I have not seen that.
It is quite good. It's three of them. It is. And then it's really cool because... So when one of them stop dancing and take out the headphones, they just stay in place. They don't move again until, like, the very end of the video. And the song is like 5 minutes, I think. So the guy who got it on first, he was like, he ended up like standing still for like 3.5 minutes. Like not moving at all.
Badoop. Achievement.
Yeah. It's like, badoop. You just found a way to not move for 3 minutes. Good for you.
Oh, speaking of dubstep, I watched recently Elders React to Dubstep. I've seen that one.
I don't really watch the X demographic reacts to what.
Most of them I don't like. Like, Kids React has gotten a little dull. Teens React is always boring. Like, it's all, it's either, yeah, they're right, or fuck them, they're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Elders React, though, is freaking hilarious.
Are any of them dubstep to death?
No, but they do watch the one Skrillex video where someone is dubstep to death. Isn't it that one,
it's first of the year. It's where, like, a little girl, isn't that one it?
Yeah, don't we use it for one of our podcast openings?
Yes, actually, for comics.
Okay, so yeah. Yeah, they showed them that one and a bunch of other ones. And there's this one woman on there, I swear, she's gone really senile. Like, during Nyan Cat, she was saying, like, I feel like that cat is my friend.
That's just the reaction of Nyan Cat. If you'll look at it for long enough, you will, in fact, just lose your mind.
She's very bubbly and maybe a bit senile. And then in this one, she's like, oh, it's so cool that she does that. Just, like, mimicking what the little girl's doing. And that old woman is funny.
Yeah. I actually saw, on Fandom Base, someone commented on the video, the girl's a bloodbender. That cracked me up. Because she actually does, in fact, like, she could very well be a bloodbender.
It would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
Or she just uses the power of dubstep.
That would be an amazing superpower, to bend blood.
Yeah.
I thought you meant dubstep. I think dubstep would be an awesome superpower.
Yeah, I'm a dubstep bender.
To bloodbend with dubstep. Just, you start bloodbending, someone dubstep plays for you.
If you can dubstep as a verb, you can do pretty much anything. If you can dubstep something, you can pretty much do anything with dubstep, as long as you're able to use it as a verb.
Yeah, he who controls dubstep controls the world. Fun fact.
What's your superpower? Dubstep. What does that mean you could do? Just watch. Suddenly the clock spins backwards. It's now yesterday.
It's like, what you got, bitch? So Superman can do it by flying. I can do it by just going wub.
God damn it, Derek.
So Derek says I dubstepped all over their couch pillows. Which is not true, damn it.
Probably jerked off in the shower.
You had a lot of showers when we were here.
I sweat a lot down there. It's very hot in London.
It's very humid in London.
It's also Southmore and between two Great Lakes, so yeah.
Well, Lindsay is... Oops, ow. Sorry. Lindsay is hotter, but London is far more humid. It's like always at 100% humidity.
Yeah, but I spend all my time in the basement. I get all the cool air down here.
Yeah, well, we're like on the fourth floor, so we don't get all the cool air down here.
We fucking don't.
We do have an air conditioner, which isn't on right now.
Oh, we'll
probably turn on soon.
Yeah.
We can have it on. It doesn't get heard by the mics, but it just makes it harder for us to hear.
So I got this thing in the mail.
What thing did you get in the mail?
So I'm just gonna paint a word picture for you guys. So imagine you open up your mailbox and you find a piece of paper folded over itself three times, so it's into eighths.
That's a thick piece of paper.
It says in the front, "This is hot." You unfold it. We mean really hot. Unfold it again. Hotter than ever before. Then you unfold it again. What do you think is on the inside?
Definitely not...
David Tennant?
I can't even be jealous of that comment. I think he's hot, too.
Yes. But no, it is ads for cars.
Oh. That's boring.
I would hate my car to be hot. I such hate
as,
hot cars.
Such as the 2012 Dodge Journey, the 2012 Ram 1500 SXT 4x4, 2012 Chrysler 200 LX, the 2012 Jeep Wrangler R, 2012 Jeep Wrangler 2-door 4x4, the 2012 Jeep Compass Sport 4x2, and the 2012 Jeep Patriot Sport 4x2.
Okay, the Dodge Journey is a very bad title. Dodge Journey. yeah, fuck this car. You're going to have no excitement in your life.
Yeah, but it was just such a disappointment when I saw it. Because, like, I actually did have some dissipation opening this thing. I was like, ooh, what's this do? Like my process for, like, my thought process for doing this, like, huh. Huh. My entire thought process throughout opening this thing.
I would have burned it after and be like, fuck this.
So
like, Delighter, now this is hot.
Delighter has left. I guess he got sick of the not sex talk.
Yeah.
Okay, that would have been a better result. I hate car ads.
Yeah, so
I would rather see some pictures of hot grandmas than pictures of cars.
Yeah, so Tiger Claw, apparently jumping ahead to the news of the... So San Diego Comic-Con is happening. Well, either is wrapping up happening or has already wrapped up happening. I'm pretty sure it's still wrapping up happening. But so Marvel announced titles for Captain America 2 and Thor 2. And they've also officially announced Guardians of the Galaxy and its lineup of characters.
Okay, let me have a look at... Characters is news, but all the stuff I already knew about, all the other stuff.
Oh.
The last wasn't official yet.
Well, yeah, so Thor 2 is going to be called Thor the Dark World.
Okay.
Captain America 2 is going to be called Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Uh-huh.
So he's Canadian now?
No, Winter Soldier's a Russian guy.
Oh.
Yep.
Disappointment.
Hey, if there's going to be a Captain Canuck movie, does that mean there's going to be a Captain America versus Captain Canuck?
Drowns him in maple syrup.
I would love to see that.
It's like, take that, bitch, eh? yeah.
Covers up his body with maple leaves.
Yeah. Okay, so looking at the article that, what's his face, Tiger Claw, posted a link to in the chat. It doesn't look like they actually name in the article who's going to be in the movie, but I guess if you know the Guardians of the Galaxy, they post a picture of the five characters that are going to be in it, and Rocket Raccoon is going to be in it.
Fucking Rocket Raccoon!
He is a raccoon with a rocket launcher.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
Marvel character ever.
Yes, and he's also apparently going to be big up in Marvel Now, because like in the promotional image that they had shown, they had like Spider-Man, Hulk, Captain America, Wolverine, Cyclops, Susan Storm, and Rocket Raccoon. He was front and center on that. I thought it was like, oh, dude. Me going, oh, dude, for him, kind of loving out the, oh, dude, for like Cyclops' new costume design, because it looks like shit.
Okay, this Rocket Raccoon thing, he better be wearing bright red Wellingtons on his feet.
I think it's all just like, I'm not even sure if he's wearing shoes.
Ah! They need to be bright red Wellingtons! It's just, I don't know why it's important.
What the fuck is a Wellington?
Boots! Rain boots!
Okay, so, Tiger Claw, I guess, who actually knows who the fucking, Guardians of the Galaxy are. So the characters are Groot, Drax, Gamora, Star-Lord, and, of course, Rocket Raccoon.
I know one of those characters.
Yeah.
Guess which one?
Rocket Raccoon. And one of those characters is a tree, apparently. Yes, I did see that in the thing. Like, so there's one guy who has, like, some weird-looking, like, Jason X kind of mask on with a couple guns. There's a lady in the back with a sword. There's a guy who has, like, knife and a fucking walking tree. Look like him out of Lord of the Rings.
You mean an ent?
I'm guessing Groot is the tree.
I thought when I heard tree, I thought, you know, Doctor Who.
No, it isn't like a person made out of wood. It's like an actual tree.
She is an actual tree. She's a humanoid tree. Her ancestors came from the tropical rainforest, is what she said.
Okay, yeah. This isn't, like, humanoid with some tree shit on it. It's just a tree with a face.
Yeah, like an ant.
Yes.
Like those things that you find in your mom's front yard. The trees with, like, the little face pieces on them.
Oh, goddammit, Kitty.
Those are so creepy.
Goddammit, Kitty.
It's an invasion.
You just had to say, like, in your mom's anything.
Yep.
It's only a matter of time before Derek gets his hands on it that he'll be saying, I did something to a mom's front thing.
No, I'm saying your mom's. Your mom's.
That only makes it worse. Damn it, woman.
Exactly. I'm digging you your own grave. You're welcome. Save you half the effort.
No, you won't.
Now you just gotta climb into it and, like, well, I could do that for you. I could just, like, kick you in the ass and you shove could, you in there and you, then bury you.
You could climb into my own grave?
Apparently.
Dubstep.
Dubstep you to the grave.
But those first three names, they sound like some really, really bad spelling errors. I don't know why. It's just I can't even think. Like, you know when you see a word that's not actually a word, but you associate it with something, you can figure out kind of like what, like, you know, when I say the word Brandon, what kind of a personality do you think of? But when I see those, it's like, I don't know. They don't really sound like anything. It's like someone really, really doesn't know how to spell.
Yeah. So Groot is in fact a living tree.
Trees do live.
Like a sentient tree.
Trees are sentient. They live for hundreds of years. Well, some of them.
Yeah, that's not sentience.
They're smart. Some plants are actually really smart.
Can they talk?
No.
They can merge together with a fence. Pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, this tree can wear clothing.
Why would a tree need clothing?
Because
it tied his roots.
Because it has a tree penis.
Why does he have a tree penis?
For reproduction.
But trees don't use penises for reproduction.
Anthropomorphic trees do.
But why? If it's a tree, it's already got a much more efficient method of reproduction built in.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to move.
It's not an earth tree. It's a space tree.
It's still a tree.
How does a space tree work? A tree can't work in space. Where's it? How's it gonna grow? It'll grow like into this ball shape with like leaves sticking out.
It doesn't. It grows into a person, I guess. Well, yeah. So Drax is Drax the Destroyer, who is the guy with the knife in the picture.
Yeah. I would have thought that he would have had an explosive of some kind if he's so-called destroyer.
He has a tribal tat.
I'd like to see him take his knife to some obsidian. 10 minutes later. Fuck! I'm sorry, Minecraft
jokes.
Note
that a lot of people, yeah, don't play Minecraft.
Yeah. I don't even.
What? Oh my gosh. these people.
Yeah.
These people are being human, aren't they?
I don't even know.
It always devolves to this.
It's always human. Derek.
You know what? I think it's worse when you're here.
No. No.
Not necessarily because of you. I think people want it to get more sexual because there's a girl.
There's a girl!
Yeah. Like, oh god, it's a girl, I don't know what to do.
Although, of course, when we need girls, we always have Pixelbot.
Yeah.
But she's a cyborg, so.
Yeah, and so, well, Star-Lord is a... He's a dude with guns.
I pictured Darth Vader when you said that, but...
Star-Lord, he's just a dude with guns. Like, yo, I'm a dude, I got guns. And some
I don't even
weird,
know what that word means.
And some weird knockoff Hellgast mask thing.
Are you my mummy? I'm sorry, you said gas mask.
I said Hellgast.
Oh. Well, stop making it sound like something from Doctor Who.
It's not from Doctor Who, damn it!
Everything is!
That's just your brain.
I can't help it. I'm too geeky for my own good.
Okay,
What does that word mean?
What word?
What?
Right there. Middle Well, almost
yarn bomb.
What the hell does that mean?
You take yarn and throw it at trees so it all gets stuck up there. I guess, I don't know.
Or you put like a bomb inside of some yarn and just like explodes threads everywhere.
Yeah.
That would make you very, very itchy if it was like real yarn. That would suck.
Yeah, so Tiger Claw asks a very philosophical question. If the tree drops, does it make a sound? Yes, it drops and goes, ah, oh, fuck, I dropped. Because this tree can talk.
No, it would be like, oh god, my limbs! I broke my limbs!
But this... You can drop and still leave your limbs intact.
Yeah, but they're made of wood, aren't they? The wood would snap.
Not really, you know...
If a tree falls over, if it's, like, falls over, there's going to be some broken branches.
Not if you're talking about Groot.
Is god Groot a rubber tree?
No, Groot's a space tree. He fights crime in space.
Note that natural rubber originally came from trees with a very elastic sap. So yeah. There could be a tree that has some properties of rubber.
Hmm. Okay, well, so finally, Gamera is a lady. She was raised by Thanos.
And what could she do?
Stab dudes with a sword. In the picture I'm looking at, she's holding Nova's decapitated head.
Decent.
Yeah, seems decent. Yeah, so she has the title of the deadliest woman in the universe. According to the internet. So Derek asks another very philosophical question. If the tree drops its underwear, does it make a quiet sobbing sound while wondering if it really needs the rent money this badly? Well, you see, the tree knows better than to cry around me.
Yeah, you won't pay as much that way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if it's crying, it's going to get sap everywhere. Because I assume that trees cry sap.
Ew, that's all, like, sticky and nasty and... Oh,
that's what she said.
Yeah. Star Call, the Guardians of the Galaxy are, in fact, I'm pretty sure they are from the 31st century. Or 30th. It's always the 30th with these things. Like, DC, it's always the 31st. Marvel's always the 30th.
That just makes them 21 centuries behind Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 50th.
51st.
First. 51st yeah. Century, man.
Yeah, so
Captain Jack would be all over that tree penis.
I want to go to Fan Expo, damn it. He's gonna be there.
It'd be very splintery, though. I mean, come on, like, if you do it rough enough, just, like, splinters.
Just use more sap. I'm sorry.
But you just get the tree to cry more, just wipe it up, and then, like, lube it up with the sap.
Just cut him up a bit.
Oh, God.
Splinters, meanwhile, you're sticking a knife in his tree penis.
No, just light slices. Not on the tree penis, just, like, a little bit
I'm
cut up the
buy
body.
A chastity belt.
So what, like, I was like, oh, man, you're oh, if you're getting splinters, if it pulls out a knife, like, oh god, what are you going to do? Chop off his tree fingers just like, and use the sap inside. Yeah, like, what?
Hi.
What other fluids are there in trees? Because, like, at this point we're using sap for, like, natural lubrication, sap for blood, sap for tears.
Well, there's the root stuff. It's mostly water, though. It travels up through the center of the tree or something like that.
It travels up through the xylem. I know science.
You're good at science with trees.
Yeah, trees.
Oh god, dead man. What the hell?
Aren't terribly complex. So, why do I hear an echo?
Echo?
Derek?
Echo?
No, it's gone. It's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, trees aren't terribly complex.
Not really.
They're cool, though. Oh my god. I wish I could change my leaves colors.
But you don't have leaves.
You don't know that!
If you're gonna compare and say hair, you do change your hair color.
Oh, yeah.
All the freaking time. And I don't mean you dye it. It just changes.
I'm special.
She's seriously every hair color.
I'm blonde, I'm brunette, and I'm a redhead.
Oh. So you only have one third, so you only have two thirds of a soul.
Hee. No, I'm truly at heart a redhead. It's just the other ones are covers.
Don't say you took my soul, because I'm a ginger, too. Of course, my hair's been getting more brown. I think you might be sapping the ginger out of me.
That's what's happening. She's just taking your hair color.
Wait, wait, wait. That would mean I'm taking your soul.
This is complicated. This is too hard for me to think. I'm going to stop thinking now. It's too hard.
That's what she said.
Oh.
It's never too hard.
Oh, God. Unless it's obsidian heart. That would hurt. Oh, no, I need to stop this.
Stop the Minecraft.
I can't help it.
When you come home, you'll be playing Minecraft and you'll have built an obsidian penis.
No, I won't do that. I'm not that
Everyone
funny.
Makes a penis in Minecraft.
I have not made a penis in Minecraft.
Why a penis? Why not boobs?
The countdown has begun.
Why not Minecraft boobs? If most guys... Like, if most of the people that play Minecraft are guys, why aren't there just, like, tons of pictures of Minecraft boobs?
The same reason why in Call of Duty there's not a bunch of logos of boobs and just a bunch of icons, just a bunch of logos of penises.
I think every guy is gay on some level. It's gotta be true.
I won't argue that.
Yeah, so this is a comment that I saw from Tiger Claw that was a while back, a few minutes ago. Hopefully the Marvel movieverse can make sense on why there's a talking anthropomorphic raccoon in this. And there's
you don't need a reason for talking anthropomorphic raccoon. You don't need a reason.
There's a talking anthropomorphic raccoon because it's a space talking anthropomorphic raccoon.
Space.
Yeah. For all you know, like science sent out like a space science sent out like a raccoon into space, landed on a planet, and then mutated into
an amazing, awesome raccoon.
Yes, a teenage mutant explosives raccoon. TMER. The next big thing.
Wait, wait, wait. Be careful if you're comparing this to TMNT, because then you give reason for them to be from space. Of course, that's not happening anymore, is it?
No.
Oh, thank God. I can't believe that they were going to do that to my Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, like, they realized that the script was shit, so they just decided to put a hole on the entire project.
Yeah, like the first goddamn movie shows them twaddling through some freaking sewage.
Well,
this
is going
like,
to be a reboot. Don't quote the movie. Quote the cartoons.
I'm
the
just
comics.
Saying, like movie-wise, they were going to make a movie. The previous movie.
The previous movie doesn't
like,
count because it's a reboot. That'd be like when we go to see The Amazing Spider-Man 1 week from Friday. Saying, well, this doesn't make sense of Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
I will slap you if you say that.
Yeah, so Tiger Claw, I guess Tiger Claw says, so it's a planet of raccoon people? Probably. There's a planet of everything in the Marvel Universe. There's a planet of zombies. Why not
a
planet of
Earth.
Raccoons?
That planet is Earth, dude.
It's a different Earth. Yeah, and that one, it's Colonel America.
No, Derek, I am not arguing about Mutant Ninja Turtles. I am arguing about movie continuities and which ones count and which ones don't.
Yeah, and Derek, we aren't arguing about Newtant. He spelled mutant wrong.
That he did.
Newtant Ninja Turtles. And you forgot the teenage, damn it.
Yeah, the teenage is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only teenagers.
Why they say cowabunga, dude?
Yeah, only teenager can get away with saying that without being slapped.
Well,
not now.
Not now.
In the 90s and in like the 80s and 90s, when the turtles were popular.
I admit that the turtles do need an update, but they don't need to be aliens, and they definitely don't need Michael Bay.
Yeah. Oh. And they've already been updated with a new comic from IDW, available now wherever comics are sold.
Not everyone reads comics. They could use a new movie. Not like TMNT, which was totally childatized and stupid.
Wait, yeah. Comics are those things that you get in the original Double Bubble Bubble Gum or whatever it is, or Hubba Bubba. Or, no, it's Double Bubble.
Bitch, you're fired.
I used to love those things. Those are shit now. You read one of those, like, what the fuck is this?
I don't read those.
I used to enjoy reading those. Grade 4, when we did something right in our freaking French class, our teacher would give us a piece of gum, and I'd be like, yes! I get to chew gum in class, and I get to read a comic. Mm. And they were good, nowadays they just suck. And I just look at them, and I'm so disappointed, and I wish I had never bought that gum.
That's your problem there, you're buying gum.
I love gum. What's not to love?
If there is a new TMNT cartoon coming out, I am all for it.
Oh, it's all CG.
Oh. That's not a cartoon.
Damn it, Tiger Claw. Quit lying to us.
Lies.
I was sold a bill of goods. I was told it was going to be a cartoon. Yeah, I'm really enjoying the new TMNT comic. They just introduced the Shredder.
Shredder.
Yeah. And it also lends quite a bit of credence to the idea of the turtles being... the turtles and Splinter being reincarnated dudes, because the Shredder also remembers his past life as Oroku Saki. Yeah, so in the new thing... in the old things... Splinter was a pet rat of some guy named, what was his name? Hamato Yoshi.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he got exposed to the ooze along with the turtles, and then they all grew up and became mutants and shit. But in the new comics, what happens is that Splinter believes that he is the reincarnation of Hamato Yoshi, who was a guy who lived in ye olden times, and the turtles are his four sons, who also lived back then, who were all killed by Oroku Saki. And so, yeah.
But if they're turtles, they'll surely do better.
Yeah, because shells and ninjas and shit. Yeah, the turtles, and also, in their past lives, the turtle kids, before they were turtles, all wore the same color of their headbands. So, Mikey only wore, a yellow, an orange robe thing. Donnie wore purple. Leo wore blue, and Raph wore red.
Mm.
But yeah.
I miss Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I need to watch those movies again. I need to watch the cartoons again. Oh, man. They need more love.
Or you could read the new TMNT comic available now from IDW Publishing.
What's a comic?
Really should be.
I think I might have read one of those at one point.
They're very good. I do like them. They're written by the guys who, originally created the Turtles.
That's good to hear. I hate it when things are, rebooted and then they just totally fucking suck because they don't want to stick to the original content at all.
So Derek,
it's my own creation.
Yeah, Derek liked adolescent radioactive black belt hamsters more, which I think is actually a thing.
Seriously?
Isn't that a children's CG movie or something like that at one point?
It's comic book.
No, I swear, I saw a trailer for something like that at one point for this freaking hamster movie. Oh god.
You probably did, but
I think you're thinking of G-Force.
Ah, that's it.
Yeah, but
weren't they guinea pigs?
Yeah, guinea pigs.
Oh. I got your animals wrong again.
Yeah, see? Adolescent radioactive black belt hamsters is in fact a real thing.
Oh my god.
It came from that same staple of shows that produced TMNT and fucking Biker Mice from Mars and Street Sharks. Do you remember Street Sharks?
I don't remember Street Sharks. I remember the Mighty Ducks cartoon.
Ah, me too!
Oh, the fucking Street Sharks. It was essentially just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but without ninjas. Yeah, it was four teen dudes who got exposed to mutant shark DNA and mutated into giant, super strong shark dudes who fought crime. They lived in the sewers.
Well, if teenage cool dudes got powers like that, they wouldn't fight crime.
Yeah, but these were 90s teenage cool dudes.
They'd still rob a liquor store. They still had liquor stores in the 90s.
What about girls, man? Girls.
Do you know any girls who'd be willing to fuck giant mutant sharks? I thought not.
I know that there
would be. You're a giant mutant shark. They don't have to be willing.
Yeah. Do it or I'll bite your face off. Okay.
Yeah, but this is 90s TV kid show teens. They're idealized. This also came out around the time that Power Rangers were out, and those guys were running multiple programs. They're in high school, but they were straight A students. They were going to peace conferences. They were running multiple programs at a local juice bar because they motorbiked for charity.
I don't remember much of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or not that, hang on, Power Rangers. Yeah. With the exception of one episode. I remember one scene from one episode. I used to watch it all the time, I can only remember this one thing.
Yeah.
One of the Power Rangers was getting baked into a giant pizza. That's all I remember.
Oh yeah, that happened.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just cheese. Like, come on, that's just regular mozzarella.
It's magical mozzarella.
Eat your way out.
I think he was wearing his mask.
Yeah.
Take it off.
But his arms were pinned down. He was like spread eagle or something like that.
Yeah, but if you take off your helmet, then you'll be exposing your secret identity to Bulk and Skull, who are always there.
I can't remember whether it was in a microwave or a giant oven.
It was just in the street.
They need to redesign those masks to have mouths that open. Just for such occasions.
Yeah. In case you need to eat your way out of a situation.
Yeah, like in Dino Thunder, Tommy, he actually gets like trapped in his morph form. So he spends like a good...
He morphed about it. It's a mask and a skin tight suit.
Yeah, see, you morph.
Change clothes.
Okay, so who's the most successful Power Ranger? Billy, the MMA guy, or Amy Jo Johnson, the actress? I'm gonna say Tommy Oliver.
I'm gonna say none of the above.
Come on, Tommy Oliver is like everyone's favorite Power Ranger. He's been in there the most, and he's also now a professional MMA fighter, so he's doing well for himself. I have never heard of anything else the guy who played Billy did.
I don't even remember the names. I used to know all of this. This is sad. Now I'm depressed.
Billy's the blue one.
There's a blue one?
What did Amy Jo Johnson go on to do?
Wow. I never even heard of her.
Act. It's a thing.
Not Trina. Oh, the Pink Ranger, you mean. Just from a purely character point, I really don't like her because she broke up with Tommy with a letter. She just mailed him a letter breaking up with him.
That is such a dick move.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Trini was the Asian one, who was also the Yellow Ranger, which wasn't racist.
Yeah, and it wasn't racist that the black guy was the Black Ranger.
No, it was not. It was accidental.
Yeah, and then in the movie, they switched them around. So the Asian is the Black Ranger, and the black guy is the Yellow Ranger.
Wait, what?
I could have sworn that happened in the movie. I might be remembering this wrong.
Yeah, I think you are. Wait, yeah, I remember... Yeah, Adam, the second Black Ranger.
He was second Black Ranger.
Yeah, they swapped out a lot.
I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. I just find it funny that you can just name it like that. It's like, the second White Ranger. What? What are you talking about? No. It works when you say the second Black Ranger.
Yeah. There hasn't been a second White Ranger. There's only been Tommy Oliver.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was the Green Ranger, then he was the Green Ranger for the first season, then the second season he turned to the White Ranger.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, and he had a talking lion sword.
Yeah, I remember that! Oh my god! Oh my god, what am I remembering this from? I can't remember whether it was from a game or whether I actually had an action figure like that.
I know I had, I had a Green Ranger set, or my brother did or something, but yeah. We shared toys a lot.
I remember I had the Power Rangers in Space Morpher. I actually went out and got, the actual Power Rangers in Space Morpher. I had had a bunch of their Zords. I had the Platinum Ranger thing from Lightspeed Rescue.
You know what? I think we had the Green Ranger Zord.
Yeah, oh man. Oh, those halcyon days.
Also, because my eldest brother had, a huge Ghostbusters collection, as soon as he outgrew his toys, fucking Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I had an Earthworm Jim action figure.
I loved Earthworm Jim!
Yeah, it was a really cool one, because there was, a button on the back you could push and shoot Jim's head out of it, so you had, the suit, and you just had the Worm Jim.
Nice.
But then I think I like accidentally knocked it off a shelf and it shattered into pieces.
Oh, oops.
Yeah.
Damn.
At a yep. Ghostbusters proton pack.
Ah, you whore.
It was actually kind of dull, but it was fun to, you know, pretend with, because it's just like, back when toys were simple, it was just like a hollow plastic mold of the shape of everything, a string, or some rubber tubing, I think, to connect the blaster part to the pack part, and then, yeah, another hollow, so it didn't have buttons or anything, it just was a shape.
Yeah.
Remember those microphones you would get where you talked into it and it would go, wow,
echo
inside?
Mic.
Yes, yeah. Those, fuck.
I used to love those things.
Yeah, I used to have one.
Everybody had one.
Yes, yeah. Everyone had one, and if you had siblings, you had at least three.
Did Dead Man blame a ghost for the slime on the couch? Says Derek.
Well, there is something that hides our shit. I don't know what it is. We'll find it. We'll find. Okay, I'll be looking for something, and I'll know I put it in this one specific spot. I won't be able to find it. A couple weeks later, after I've been moving stuff around, I've been using other things, it will be on the top of a pile of something under, like, in which the stuff underneath I've been using all week. It's like, where the fuck did it come from?
Yeah,
like my forehead protector. That happened to my forehead protector.
Yeah, I have something that does that in my house too. It's called my mother.
I don't
have
a mother.
We don't
have
a mother here.
Your mom's dead. Yeah, well, whatever. So, on to news of the... So, starting things off, person we interviewed for the site, Dan Bull, is currently being, well, got a video of his taken down because he didn't want to get sued by an English rapper. So, here's the thing.
Well, it wasn't because he didn't want to get sued. The guy's lawyers forced him, they gave him a takedown notice. He's not putting it back up because he doesn't want to get sued.
Yeah, so Lord Finesse, I guess a guy who does music in England or something.
He's apparently gay.
Yeah.
Sounds gay from the title anyways.
Yeah. He's suing a guy called Mac Miller because Miller released a song that used a beat that Finesse used in one of his songs. Dan Bull made a rap, made a video using that same beat, and it was talking about, like, censorship laws and stuff. And then Finesse's lawyers got him to take that down, too.
You forgot to mention the fact that he was describing that whole battle between
the
two.
He was literally criticizing Lord Finesse for the lawsuit.
Yeah, and as such, he used the beat so that the audience could hear what the beat actually was in case they had never heard either of the songs before, but it got taken down.
Yeah, so the beat, for those of you are wondering, isn't actually Lord Finesse's original creation. It is a sample of jazz musician Oscar Peterson. So Finesse is suing a guy for using a beat that wasn't his beat to begin with.
Well, I think he's altered it and used loops and stuff, but it's still based on someone else's work.
Yeah. Yeah, so Dan Bull, he has posted up a new video, I guess, talking about how that video got taken down.
And it would be funny if they tried to take that one down, too.
I have watched the video, and it really goes in depth and says why it's not legally right, why it's not morally right, why it's not socially right, and it really does, you know, explain the issue very well. And basically the same, it's where Dan Bull says he can counter the takedown notice, but to do that he has to be ready to go to court against Lord Finesse, and he doesn't really have the money to do that.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. Sony, in the past, apparently rejected an iToy game based on the Kama Sutra.
What?
This is an actual thing. Well, so Sony Computer Entertainment executive producer Pete Smith apparently did receive a genuine pitch from somebody saying that they wanted to make a game for the iToy based around the Kama Sutra.
I bet you that would sell like crazy, though.
Yeah, so here's what Smith said. This was a genuine pitch from a developer. Seriously, this was a genuine pitch. So the guy is going to me, it's like, so there's an outline on the screen with the iToy. I'm like, I get it. Yeah. So, But honestly, we were talking about it back at the office. Obviously, we didn't sign it, and it would never ever saw the light of day. But we were going, how exactly would we QA it? Like, you can imagine two big hairy testers going, no, you're the bitch tonight.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Derek says you could do that on the Kinect, and seems like that guy should go over to Microsoft and be like, hey, Sony just turned down this idea. We don't care what it is. If Sony said no, we're saying yes.
Yeah, I mean, go to the indie game market. Or, you know what? I'm pretty sure that somebody, like, when the Ouya system actually comes out, someone will hack it so they'll be able to use Kinect. Put it on there. It has, you know, there's a dev kit built into the system. Think about it. Yeah. So, moving on. Gundam, the people who make Gundam, have released Gundam-branded robot vacuum cleaners.
I want one, and I don't even like Gundam.
Yep. So, the vacuum cleaners are designed after Haro, who is this weird little robot thing from, I think, Gundam Seed. And the thing is just a Roomba. Only it's Gundam branded.
That's very disappointing.
It also accepts voice commands.
Okay, that's a little bit better.
Yeah. So, moving on. Chris Columbus, a film director, is trying to make a film, like an anthology series film, based off the magazine Creepy.
Never heard of the magazine.
Yeah, so Creepy is a, I guess, like a little, like, mini magazine thing that has a bunch of different stories in it. It's, okay, so apparently the thing was published from 1964 to 1983. And it had work from a bunch of different writers in it. And so Columbus, he is trying to get this thing put together. It'll be a four-part anthology film. Columbus will be writing and directing one of the stories. And he's going to be getting three other directors to take part in this thing to direct their own little mini horror films for this movie.
So, I wonder if they'll be good. I'm excited. Will they be in theaters, do you think? Or?
I have no idea. Like, the thing I think is currently only in pre-production.
Oh.
But it'd be cool. Like, I miss anthology movies. Like, when was the last time we actually had, like, an anthology horror movie?
Long time. Too long. When was the Discovery Channel good? Too long ago.
Like, the last one I remember actually seeing was... probably Creepshow.
Oh, man, I loved that. Creepshow.
Coming soon, Horror Anthology Month, DeathTowerProducts.com.
Ooh. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
My choice is horrible horror.
Okay. So, Michael Clark Duncan apparently had a heart attack.
Who?
You ever see the Daredevil movie?
What?
Yeah, I saw Daredevil.
He was the Kingpin.
Anything other?
Oh,
any other movies?
So he's also been he's been in a ton of other stuff. Like,
yeah, he was the second in command ape in the Planet of the Apes remake.
Yeah,
never saw it.
He was in the Green Mile.
Yeah, that's.
Don't remember that.
Yeah.
Come on, keep trying, guys. Find me a movie that I've seen that I would know him from.
God. I can't.
It's funny because it's been in a ton of shit, but I can't remember any of it. The Longest Yard.
Nope.
Was he in that? I'm pretty sure he was.
Hmm. Yeah, so Michael Clark Duncan, he had a heart attack, and apparently the paramedics say he would have died had his girlfriend, Emma Rosa Stallworth from The Apprentice, had not been there to perform CPR on him.
Oh, poor guy.
So he's not dead?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Oh.
So the doctors say that his heart rate is stable, and his doctors are still currently trying to figure out what made his heart actually stop.
Kira.
By the way, The Island. You've seen The Island.
What's...
He's the guy who tries to run out of the surgery room.
Oh, him! He was like, no!
Yep.
He gets pretty far because he's
Michael Clark Duncan,
big guy.
Yeah, he'd be intimidating if I'd be like, "Fuck, no, I'm not battling this guy."
Yeah, and apparently his voice was in the Green Lantern. Maybe he was Kilowog.
What kind of a name is Kilowog? It sounds like a frog, Kilowatt.
He's an alien.
Kilowog.
A lot of stuff in Green Lantern is aliens.
Poliwog.
Yeah.
Kilowog.
Yeah. Yep. Green Lantern is space cops. Okay, so Derek, he actually was Kilowog.
Kilowog.
Okay, so. Smutter news. Microsoft has announced that they're going to be releasing a Kinect-powered Sesame Street TV thing this fall.
No. No, I don't believe you. Shut up.
Hey, what's the problem with your Kinect being geared towards giving Sesame Street to your kids?
Yeah.
Sesame Street died.
Why did Sesame Street die?
Because it did. It's just not the same anymore.
Sesame Street is one of those shows that I say is still fine. I've seen newer episodes and they are still fine.
Elmo is creepy.
Elmo's always been creepy.
Yeah.
I never watched Elmo.
Yeah, so Microsoft Soho Studios Director of Game Design Josh Atkins said about the project, "When I get asked how it's being released, I can't answer that question in great detail, other than to say that any way that you can get TV, this product will be released. Any way that you can get TV." So, yeah, I guess through your TV boxes, bunny ears.
Netflix.
Yeah.
If you can get Sesame Street through Netflix.
Yeah. So, moving on. So, Nintendo announced that the 3DS XL will be Nintendo's last 3D system.
Yay!
Thank God. The extra large
brick of shit is the last one.
Yep.
Extra, 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 extra large.
Yeah.
Those people with really, really, really bad vision.
Yeah, so Satoru Iwata has said that 3D is a fading novelty.
Fading?
No shit!
It was never a novelty.
Yeah, and he also says that putting the blame on the handheld's lackluster performance, the blame for the 3DS's not so great selling things, on gamer short attention spans isn't entirely fair, apparently.
Not at all fair. It was a piece of shit system, so we didn't buy it.
Yeah. So yeah.
Still want to get the Ocarina of Time, though.
So good piece of news. We won't get any more 3D systems.
So Tiger Claw says, when you think about it, Bert and Ernie are the gay couple in Sesame Street. Actually, the creators did talk about this. They're like, they're puppets. They're not gay. They're not straight. They're just puppets.
They're puppets. They have hands up their asses.
The kids don't need Bert and Ernie to be straight or gay. We don't need Bert and Ernie to be straight or gay. They're fine as they are.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was their response to that, and it made a lot of sense, because they were basically like, there was this huge controversy, everyone's like, you can't make Bert and Ernie gay, and other people were like, it's offensive to not make Bert and Ernie gay, and they're like, guys, they're puppets.
Hmm. Yeah, so, moving on.
Okay, don't go all Uke and Seme on us, okay? No. Not with Bert and Ernie. They're just not them.
So, moving on. After The Man of Steel, Zack Snyder's upcoming Superman movie, we won't be seeing another DC-based movie for at least 3 more years.
Yay.
Yeah.
Apparently I should be going yay too. Yay.
They haven't been very good recently. Superman Returns is all right. Although, the Batman trilogy is really good, but we know we're not getting any more of those.
Yeah. Christopher Nolan's already come out and said that Dark Knight Rises is going to be the last. Like, even though Christian Bale still wants to be Batman.
You know, he's just going to, like, ask for the costume, and he'll be in his bathroom looking in the mirror, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
He'll make one of his friends dress up as the Joker. Yeah. Why do you want to kill me? I'm going to stop you no matter what it takes.
Dude, please stop hitting me. I want to go home. I haven't eaten in days.
1 year later, Christian Bale is arrested for kidnapping prostitutes and dressing them up as Batman villains.
Yes. You know, he just, like, not even prostitutes, he just, like, finds random people, brings them home, dresses up like Catwoman, and rapes them repeatedly.
And as you know, Batman wouldn't be the worst persona for him to take over. You know, he could go all Patrick Bateman on us.
Yeah. Well.
There's always going to be reboots.
Yeah. So, after Man of Steel. After Man of Steel, do not expect any new DC movies for a while. Including the fucking Justice League movie, which is apparently still in the scripting stage. So yeah, moving on.
You guys thought the same thing at the same time. Aww, you and Tiger Claw are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
That's cute. Hmm. You guys have a thing. You both have two words in your name, and like they're both capitalized, but they're the one word. Aww.
Now kiss.
Dead Tiger Claw Man.
Oh no. Moving on. So, a movie from a guy named Nobuo Uguchi is going to be premiering on July 22nd at the Fantasia International Film Festival in Montreal. And it's called Dead Sushi.
I certainly hope so.
So, the movie, as it goes, is about Keiko, a girl who runs away from home, runs away from her life as the daughter of a famous sushi chef, and ends up in a resort filled with killer sushi.
What?
The image that was released has the sushi, I'm not sure what this one's called, but it's like the thing that's like white on the bottom and red on top. But yeah, so it's one of those with the
Are
red.
Are you talking about like sashimi? Like it's rice and then fish on top of it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's sashimi then.
Yeah, so sashimi. Where the fish is lifting up to reveal huge sets of flesh-tearing teeth.
Huh, okay.
Yep. It's a movie about killer sushi.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I don't want to think like that when I'm eating sushi. Because, no. It's too tasty to think that it's deadly. Okay, I have to applaud that. You actually know that it's not orangutan. I hate it when people say orangutan. No, it's not orangutan.
It's orangutan.
That's a commercial. Yes, it's orangutan. Good job. I applaud you. You're like my idol for the next 2 minutes.
For all the other things you have misspelled.
Yes. You at least
got
spelled
orangutan
right. Yeah, so, moving on. Darren Aronofsky is building an ark.
Like a McDonald's ark?
Like Noah's ark.
That's going to be a big-ass ship.
He's finally snapped.
Yeah, so this thing is all for his upcoming biblical epic movie, Noah.
Does he realize he would have to build that thing like a quarter of the size of the Earth or some shit like that? It would like take up the entire space of China.
Yeah. Whatever. So, Aronofsky said when people found out about this, I dream about this since I was 13, and now it's reality. Genesis 6:14. And Genesis 6:14 says, "Go make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and pitch it, and without it, and without width pitch it." I don't know what that says. It's biblical talk. It's weird.
Yes, it doesn't make any sense. Don't even try to interpret it.
God basically gives Noah tech specs for the ark.
Yeah.
Make it my way or I'm going to drown you.
Yes. Yeah, well, whatever. So Aronofsky's Noah is going to have Russell Crowe, Emma Watson, Jennifer Connelly, and Logan Lerman starring in it.
Oh, Emma Watson, you know that like that girl that chopped off all her hair and like wears excessively like revealing clothing now?
Hmm.
Her? That Emma Watson?
I think so.
I was mortified. I hadn't like watched a Harry Potter movie. I hadn't been keeping up on like what they had been doing, and all of a sudden I saw a picture of her wearing like extremely slutty clothing with like no hair.
Yeah, she's a
what happened?
She's a model now.
She's a slut now. It's more like it. Well, not like it. Oh no.
So,
I recently had someone argue with me that someone had never had sex, therefore they were not a slut. I'm like, in my mind, it's not about whether or not you've had sex. See, slut doesn't just mean sleeping with a lot of people. if you're dressing like a slut, acting and hitting on everyone and taking your shirt off excessive amounts of time, then yeah, you're a slut.
I hate clothing! Not
oh god, it's trying to eat me!
I hate it, it's suffocating, please! It's gonna kill me! I'm allergic to it! Look at my skin reactions! No, that's just your fabric softener, you just have to- No!
I'm allergic to fabric!
Then wear plastic!
So.
God damn it!
So, moving on. So the Silent Hill HD collection is going to be receiving a patch that it apparently desperately needs. So the Silent Hill HD collection has been out for 4 months now, and people have been having some issues with it. So,
well, of course there is, because every like game developer now relies on patches. There's no such thing as a well-made game anymore.
Well, yeah, so according to a post on the Silent Hill community message boards, patch is going to be coming for the PS3 version of the game, which will be fixing the frame rate, voice sync issues, missing music fog density, and a bunch of other small issues. No news on whether this patch will be made for the Xbox 360 version of the game.
Darn.
Yep. So, Valve has said that they are still not interested in streaming games. So, streaming games is kind of becoming a new thing now. We got Gaikai, which Sony recently bought. We got like On Live, that system. And so it's just, what streaming games is the games are run on servers hosted somewhere else. Like, the company has their own servers with all games on it. And what you do, basically, is just stream the video of the game. So your commands are being sent from your keyboard onto the cloud, and then it is received by their server, which then reacts to everything, and it just shows the video on your screen. So you can have a relatively piece-of-shit system and be able to play like really high-end games on it. And so Steam says they're not interested in doing services like that. That what they do right, like the way they work right now, works just fine. So
yeah, I gotta say, the thing with the cloud is a great idea, but I think it's gonna have problems at this point, because, like, say me, I don't have the best connection.
Yeah, so, biz dev guy for Valve, Jason Holtman, said, those game streaming technologies are really interesting to us, but they're not in our short-term plans. We see lots of advantages in the way games work now. So the TF2 designer Robin Walker added, we love cloud gaming, and we think it'll do all right. We're not so excited by distribution. We're excited by changing customer, by changing customer experience. So yeah,
that's they happening. Want to develop.
Yeah, they want to make new hats.
More hats.
Yeah, we need hats, damn it!
Actually, that Source Filmmaker is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes, I can't wait for that. I wish every game had that.
I think it's out now.
Yeah, it is.
It's in beta, at least.
Does it cost money?
Nope, free.
you have to be able to run the games on your PC, though, which I can't quite do yet.
Oh.
Wait, you can't run TF2 on your PC?
I probably can, it wouldn't look great, and
I can run it on mine.
Latty fucking da!
Yeah, so, moving on, final piece of news. League of Legends is now the most played PC game.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so according to Xfire and DFC, they released a list of the top 10 PC games. Play PC games. So, coming at number 10, we have Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 with 126,754,082. After that is number 9 is World of Tanks.
Never heard of that.
It is this weird thing. It's like a tank MMO.
Okay.
But yeah, so they have 145,702,931. Number 8 is StarCraft 2 with 163,980,293.
StarCraft is... Well, okay, yeah,
StarCraft
I get
2
that.
Is 8.
Asian people, right? That not being racist, it's just... It's really popular.
Yeah, but it's number... I figured it'd be higher up, because it's like... StarCraft 2 is kind of a big thing with people. And it's only number 8.
Especially in South Korea. That's like a country addicted to StarCraft.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure StarCraft is a national sport. But yeah.
No, it's not even a comment that Asians play StarCraft a lot. Literally, in South Korea, StarCraft is a huge
thing. There's huge tournaments where they're like on a stage, there's like a ton of fangirls screaming in the audience. Ah! Yeah. And they're so fast, you don't even stand a chance.
Yeah, like all of the most famous StarCraft 2 players, famous StarCraft players ever, have pretty much all been from South Korea.
Yep.
Just a matter of statistics.
Now, what would be racist is if I saw an Asian, I'm like, hey, so you want to play StarCraft later? And I didn't know they played StarCraft. That'd be racist.
Yeah. So, coming in at number 7 is MapleStory, with 165,503,651.
Never heard of that either.
I've been seeing ads for it recently.
Number 6, Battlefield 3, with 171,852,550.
So it beat out Modern Warfare, wow.
Yeah. So now we're into the top 5, and now I'm going to make a guess.
I hate guessing, just tell me.
Well, in the top 5 is going to be, I don't know what order, but it's going to be World of Warcraft, there's going to be a Diablo game, there's going to be... I don't know. Do you think... Okay, is it just PC gaming you were talking about here?
I know the number 1 is League of Legends.
Yes. Good for you.
Dota might be up there, too.
I'm wondering... I can't think of which would be second, World of Warcraft or a Diablo game. Because I know Diablo 2 is still really fucking popular, but I don't know whether Diablo 3 surpassed it.
Well, number 2 is World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the game that League of Legends actually beat out. Yeah, I'm not going to make a guess anymore because you guys are clearly very bad at guessing.
Yep.
Yeah, so number 5 is Diablo 3 with 172,907,605. Heroes of New Earth is number 4.
I've never heard of that.
With 184,520,156. Number 3 is Minecraft.
How the fuck do we not guess Minecraft? We spent like 2 hours playing Minecraft today.
I forgot that it's like this whole PC huge thing. Yeah, oh my god, we had a dumb moment.
Yeah, so they are at 371,635,651. So then World of Warcraft is second with 622,378,909. And then League of Legends is number 1 with 1,292,502,456.
I totally didn't even hear that number. It's too many like vowels and syllables.
1.3 billion for League
of
Legends.
That's like, holy fuck, it's like a sixth of the world's population.
You know that?
Well, actually, that wasn't plays. Actually, that wasn't plays. That was number of hours clocked into each of those games in the past 6 months alone. So in the past 6 months, people have played 1.3 billion hours of League of Legends and only 600 million hours of World of Warcraft.
What a waste of life! Holy shit! Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so, actually, I'm going to do some quick math. Just determining the number of man hours lost on, League of Legends.
Oh my gosh, maths is... Are we going to do sciences next?
No, we are not.
Oh. Yeah, we have like 2 minutes left in the show. I want to cook my dinner.
Okay, so... My calculator could not actually just give out the number of... So, if we're going by Canadian minimum wage, then in the past 6 months, there has been 1.3325 times 10 to the power of 10 dollars lost in potential man hours to League of Legends. So yeah.
Oh no.
Trillions of dollars, if not more, because I'm not entirely sure what 10 to the 10 is in terms of number stuffs.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking, if it's 1.3 billion hours and Canadian minimum wage is $10.25 an hour, you can estimate that it's going to be somewhere
add a zero.
13 billion.
It's a lot of fucking money. I will just say that and leave it at that, because I don't want to sound more stupider.
And that's all the time we have for today.
Hooray!
Yes, it is. So, thank you all for joining us. Be sure to go to deathstoreprods.com on Tuesday for the Games Podcast, and on Thursday for the Anime Podcast, as well as our Anime Club supplement, where we'll be doing a commentary for the first episode of Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt.
Oh, God.
And on Friday, we'll be posting our commentary for Monsters vs. Aliens. And, of course, be sure to come back next Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern to allgames.com for the Anything Cast Live. And we are still accepting applications, so if you have the interest of being on the Video Games Podcast or this podcast, then send an email me, deadin@deathstoreprods.com, a short audio clip of you talking about a game you read, a game you played, or anything, really. And include your Skype name in the email. If you're interested in writing for us, then be sure to email me deadin@deathstoreprods.com, a short news article about something recent, as well as a review of something. And again, include your Skype name. If we read it and listen to it and we like it, we will contact you on Skype. If not, we will just email you. So yeah, till next time, I'm dead.
I'm Obi-Wan, and I'm stroking my microphone.
I bet you are.
Pidgey Kitty.
We'll see you guys next time.